Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving, Living and Thriving, Living and Thriving with Rusty. Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. It's Living and Thriving time, and I am Rusty. Trust me, I really feel it today. It has been crazy technology time, so here's what I've done because I just don't have the patience for it. My computer was fixed. I got it today at 2:30 this afternoon. My cell phone carrier has changed as of 3:30 this afternoon. So today, tonight, right now, this very moment should be as smooth as melted butter on a really good baguette. However, I'm a celiac, so that's a fantasy that I have to live, but I actually can't have because gluten-free bread is not very good. Anyway, my misery. It is a gorgeous day today, and I am wrapping up my marathon of interviews before I go on a 10-day road trip. And I will tell you that I'm absolutely exhausted. What you guys don't necessarily know is the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes. It takes about a day and a half to 2 days just to schedule somebody for a half an hour interview. And then sometimes they don't show up, even though you've sent them Google reminders and all kinds of other things for them. So, you know, that's a little annoying, but it's all of the emails in between, and I can't even tell you how long I've tried to have this guest on that's coming on tonight, and she tried to come on last night, but something happened with my phone, and it did not work today either, so that's why the carrier's changed. Goodbye, Straight Talk, later, and now we're on Visible, and Visible better do some justice, because I'm telling you, I travel way too much, and I have way too many interviews to do. I don't have time for that, but Sabrina also has done this phenomenal thing, and we were just getting into the nitty-gritty as to how the safety feature on your phone works and why she even thought of it. So I'm going to pull her on and give you my sob story later. Hello, Sabrina. How was your day?
Hi, Rusty. I'm well. Thank you so much. My day is going well. I'm glad we're connecting. I'm sorry about yesterday. We had some difficulty, but we're connected today.
We're here. That's right. We're here. We move forward. We, you know, it is life, and life gives some interesting perspectives, doesn't it?
Right. Yes, and you really went all out. I mean, a new computer, new carrier for your phone. I mean, that's a clean slate.
Well, you know, and if anything happens, it's not my fault. I'm not owning it.
Right. I don't blame you.
This whole week has been and I know that we're in a pandemic, and I know that I deal internationally. So I had a fellow on from Thailand today, but his connection to Blog Talk didn't work. Blog Talk just failed him completely, even on the Skype app that's on there. And so we have to reschedule for Friday, and we're going to do Zoom. But, you know, technology is just, it's being pushed to its levels. Up until March, maybe 30% of the population was on at the same time. Now that everybody's home and working from home and schooling from home and all of that, it's like 95% of people are on the technology. So the bandwidths are just, I think, being pushed to an ultimate limit.
Yeah, you could say that again. Yes, definitely for the past three months now, March, April, May. Yes, it's I'm sure beyond overextended.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got billions of people on right now when there was only, you know, 3 million at a time, but everybody's on. So Sabrina, you have an awesome product, and I'm really grateful for your patience to come back on tonight. As you know, I do 7 or 8 of these in a row, so by the time it gets to this time of night, I'm ready for a nap. But what you have developed is something that I think every woman should have. You know, I don't know if you know my story of domestic violence and being shot and all this stuff. This app probably would have helped me enormously for some of that. But again, it is what it is. We move forward. And you can help other women out there move forward. So talk to us about who you are, what you do, why you do what you do, and then even more excitingly, what app am I talking about?
Sure. Thank you so much. I'm sorry to hear that you were a former victim. There's too many of us out there, clearly. There's too many of us. My name is Sabrina Oso from Oso Safe. That's the name of my company. And we basically we combine education and technology to promote safety and prevent violence. My background is that, I am a victim, a former victim of violence. My father beat my mother on a regular basis. It took me a very long time to even be able to say that out loud, let alone on a podcast, a radio interview, any interview for that matter, but being a lot of dissecting and digging in and just really doing your own homework, you know, you are able to say certain things because you know it heals you and it heals other people. I developed my company out of obviously a need, but it actually started out as a one-woman show. I'm a dancer, actress, and I couldn't even think about dancing when I was in my hell of a house with my father beating my mother beating me. So it's a vicious cycle. And you really, as you know, I'm sure, when you live with violence, your life is basically being stolen second per second. Because you can't think about what it is that you really want to do with your life until you have the violence removed in any way, shape, or form, literally removed. So, like I said, I started out as a one-woman show, and the one-woman show is called Home Sweet Home, ? And I play different women being abused. She goes to her good place. That's where the dancing comes in. But then she's pulled back into the reality of violence. But the show ends very, very strong, very, very empowering. And as I was doing my show, I did a lot of research because I wanted to educate people, along with also bring them in on an emotional journey, but also educate them. And I couldn't believe the statistics. I knew it was happening to me, but when I was researching, I said, wow, there's so many of us out there. And it doesn't have to be women. You know, there's plenty of men that are victims, and I feel the most for children. Children are the worst of the victims, you know, because they really are badly affected. They're the worst affected in all of this. So I said to myself, I need to make this into a business. I'm not a charity. I am not a nonprofit. I do not see myself as a cause, quote unquote. I respect all of the nonprofits. However, I feel like we need much, much more. So long as this is treated as a charity, as a nonprofit, it's never going to be resolved. Never. Because people will always think, okay, I'll do my business. I will work. And then I'll give to this charity, this shelter. It's never going to get resolved. And I see this as a demand, an urgency. It's an epidemic. You know, and I've been doing a lot of mini videos comparing the coronavirus to home violence. And I feel like for the first time, or not the first time, because we've had pandemics before, but I think on a modern level, we feel like we are all victims, right? And we feel like how victims of violence feel, the uncertainty, the fear, what's going to happen. This is ongoing, second per second, minute to minute, day to day, week to week,
we were
month
always,
to month.
Yeah, I mean,
You're walking on eggshells whenever the perpetrator is in a 50-mile radius. When you know your perpetrator is coming home, you all of a sudden your body changes, your physiology changes, your thinking changes. And in my case, with my ex-husband, I had to make sure that everything was in order, because that would set him off as soon as he walked in the door. If there was any dirty dishes or anything like that, it would just automatically set him off. And that's a very stressful way to live on a day-to-day basis.
Beyond. Yeah. It's barbaric. I compare it to it's like barbaric. It's like primitive. And I am very adamant in saying, and how I modeled my business, that there, violence should not be part of anyone's life. No one. It doesn't matter who you are. It should not be a part of your day-to-day, of your life, period, over and out. So I feel that people need to be educated from the ground up. When I say that, I mean in schools, universities, workplaces, and in particular places of residence. No matter if you live in a townhouse, a co-op, a condo, a single-family home, a multifamily dwelling, a two-family home, a villa, a mansion, a mobile home, it doesn't matter. You have the right to be safe in your own home. When you put that key in the lock, you should feel like it's your sanctuary and not hell. You should feel like you should feel
just
safe there.
Pull
and
you
not
back a little bit.
Like you're in a war zone.
I want to pull you back a little bit, because what excites me about you as an individual, and what I've gotten to know about you in the little bits that we've had time to discuss, is you're very passionate about this. This is real business. This is serious shit. Like, you're not playing. You want this to stop. And you are so brave and so ballsy that you created something to help. It's not stopping everything, not 100%, but it's helping a lot. So talk to us a little bit about what you created. We know why, and we can feel your passion. Like, I've got goosebumps all over my body. And so that's beautiful. But what did you create, and how does it help?
Yes. One of my main products is, thank you for your feedback, for your positive feedback, for your compliments. I really, really appreciate that. One of my main products is called the Oh So Safe Home Sweet Home Package. And this is, I am marketing this to landlords and tenants right now, to residency, to the landlord-tenant part of the industry, of the real estate industry, if you will. And what it is that it's consisting of three components, the package. Number one, it's a policy. So it's called the Oh So Safe Home Sweet Home Policy, in which everybody signs. So in other words, it's like an addendum to existing leases. So you have your regular residential lease, your rental lease, okay? We're going to take out the garbage. I'm going to pay for the rent. You're going to take care, as my landlord, of the garbage, so on and so forth. So this would be, the home sweet home policy would be an addendum to existing leases dedicated solely to promise that there is no violence that occurs. And if it does occur, because you signed the policy, you understand as a tenant that you will be evicted from the premises on the spot. And we go into full knowledge knowing that that would be the consequences, because there's a waiver in this policy. And this is copywritten. So it's an addendum to existing leases. That's component number one. Component number two is my Oh So Safe Home Sweet Home Seminar. And it is a one-hour seminar that where – once you take up residency, now mind you, this is for new and existing tenants. It doesn't matter if you live there, if you're about to move in, or if you have been there for 10 years. It is a seminar that is about an hour or so, give or take an hour. And we go over facts, statistics, warning signs, definitions of abuse, the difference, to name a few items. So that way, everybody's on the same page. Everybody knows what abuse is. You can't say, oh, well, I didn't know that me smacking the shit out of her is abuse. know, now you do know, because it was in the policy and it's in the seminar. So you took a class and it was required as tenancy, as a standard condition of residency, to live at 123 Main Street, that you take this seminar. Otherwise, you cannot occupy this residence. That's component
number
two.
So hold on one second, Sabrina.
Sure. Sure.
Hold on one second, because we're going to take it slow and we're going to break it down as best as we can so that people get a full head wrapping of what you're doing. Because, you know, when we're done, you're going to send me your information so I can throw it on my website. But here are my pushbacks,
great.
And I know you have these pushbacks, so I'm sure you can answer these questions. So I'm a landlord, hypothetically, and I have low-income housing. And I have individuals who choose, we're going to do a couple of choices, but the first choice, we're going to say individuals in suite A are not honest, and they choose to cry wolf. Let's just use that as a Jerry Springer example. So tenant A in this particular housing complex that I own cries wolf every time she gets drunk and says that her boyfriend beats her, but it's really not true. How does your app or your program prevent that kind of behavior?
Right. Well, component number three, the app, the Oso Safe mobile app, it detects violent-like movements and captures them in real time, issuing alerts, either via email, text, or by push notification, in which you will receive a 30-second video of the actual violent-like movement. So with the app, you can cry wolf all you want, but the app will show, wait a minute, tenant in my unit, let's say you have 10 units, in my unit 2, yes, the let's say the wife or the husband cries wolf, but the app just showed me that no, it's really the husband or the wife or the boyfriend or the girlfriend that beat the shit out of the other or beat the shit out of the children. I see it right here because I have a 30-second video, and it shows on top of the actual, what it captures is a picture, and then beneath that is a 30-second video. So that way it removes the he said, she said factor. So them,
I love it. I love it.
It's secondary,
okay.
Because, look, I have proof. So me as a landlord, I get the
That's
alert,
amazing.
Like, oh, I have proof. Like, wait a minute, I have it right here, and you could show them. And, in fact, they alert the landlord, and then you could program it where the tenant even gets the alert. But this is for the landlord to say, look, and how I'm pitching this to residency is you want your properties Oso Safe certified. What does that mean? That everybody's home violence conscious, that there are real consequences to your abusive behavior, and the consequences are eviction. Now, mind you, I realize that there's landlord-tenant law. I realize that tenant law is strong. However, where I'm from in New Jersey, it states in there, if you make it very clear to a tenant that this is what is to be expected from you, that is grounds for eviction, as long as they know at the beginning of their tenancy or when a lease renews that, oh, wow, I can't get away with what I used to anymore, not without consequences. Yes, I know there's going to be people beating the shit out of other people or beating the shit out of their kids. However, but now there are protocols and there are consequences. And you have technology reinforcing the education and the education reinforcing the technology. And this is what I'm looking to do, is to make this a standard condition of residency, to make it Oso Safe certified, a property that is Oso Safe certified. What are the two big benefits for a landlord? Number one, tenants are going to flock to you because you are offering a element of safety like never before, where the property is truly safe from violence and it's preventative. We don't wait for the shit to hit the fan. You are preventative. You do this right away. You do the education right away. You don't wait when the cops show up. When the cops show up, it's too late. It is too late. Like what happened with me, the cops would come to my house all the time when my father would beat my mother, and the whole rigmarole would happen with the restraining order. In fact, my mother never had a restraining order. I had a restraining order on my own father, and you know, he moves back, and there's some distance there, but then things go right back to the chaos. If I had something like this when I was growing up, my reality would be completely different. My father would not be getting away with half the shit that he got away with. And this cultivates an environment of safety throughout the building, because everybody's in check with everyone else. Like, oh, I just got educated. Everybody gets educated. The same education. We do not single out anyone. We never ever say in our seminars or whenever we go over the policy, oh, wow, you look like an abuser because you're so big and stocky. So, you know, you're going to get educated more than this other person who's skinny and looks wimpy. No, absolutely not. We do a blanket education for everyone. I'm sorry?
I said it's usually the wiry ones. The wiry ones, the skinny ones. All right,
right,
so I want to pull you back to the questions that I have. So you did. Hold on. Hold on. All right, so the next question that I have with this app and this program, what happens if you are, say, a convicted felon and 25, 30 years ago you were in a violent issue and you've straightened up your life because you've been in jail for 20, 30, 40, 10, 15, whatever years, you're still labeled with a felon. You're still labeled with a felon of violence, whatever. However, you're likely not going to be a perpetrator again. How does this app kind of, does it discriminate against people like that? Because there's a lot of people coming out of jail that have recovered, if that makes sense.
Yes, yes, no, these are very good questions. They're very good questions. They're valid. I consulted with a small group of attorneys on this, on everything, my policy, my seminar, and my app for that matter. And one of them specializes in family law or family violence. I don't even like that term really, but I think you understand what I'm saying. And she said the best way to approach this is do not rule anyone out. Do your background checks like we always do. You know, do your background checks. If something comes up, okay, it comes up a few years ago. What was the situation? Now, they can lie to you or not. That's irrelevant. From this point forward, though, you're going to live here. This property is also safe certified. You're going to be held to a higher regard, a higher standard. So that's on you, the tenant. Okay, you had a past. You were a convicted felon. You, whatever it is. Now you're going to be made to be nonviolent, to change your ways. So you have the app, the technology to keep you in check. And this protects everybody in the building. And then you have the seminar because everybody gets educated. And then you have the policy. You have something signed. And once something is on paper, people are held to it on both sides, the landlord and the tenant. So this kind of it you go in with a clean slate, if you will, but you are held, you're responsible. You are responsible for your safety as a tenant. I promise to provide you a safe space for you to live. You, in turn, as my tenant, you promise to not act in any way, shape, or form that is abusive. Otherwise, you, the abuser, gets immediately evicted from the premises, not the victims, provided that the victims can still pay the rent or the mortgage. This is how I am introducing and implementing this into real estate, into the real estate industry, if that makes sense.
No, it absolutely makes sense. And what I love about it is that it really provides a security system for people like me who are actually technically in hiding. and we could feel a little bit more secure knowing that we don't have to worry about perpetrators in our neighborhood or in our, I don't know, if you live in a, like there was a place that we lived in New Hampshire that was a total nightmare, major drug addicts. We didn't know it was a family, like, apartment complex, but they harassed us and they were drug addicts, like heroin drug addicts. And the property manager didn't do anything about it because they were able to pay their rent a month ahead of time, yet they harassed everybody in the property in Gonick. And it would have been nice to know that ahead of time because we would have made different choices. And I think people would be safer in places like that if this was implemented,
right,
if that makes sense to you.
Yes, yes. And I, you know, typically when you have violence, when you have, whether it's drugs, see, they knew the system. They knew that if they paid their rent and a month ahead of time, they're covering their ass, so to speak, but they're doing all of these horrific things. So what typically what happens with violence is that you as a landlord, you're stuck with the abusive family, the abuser, and then with the family, and then all of your good paying, well behaved tenants leave. But with the Oso Safe certification, we're looking to flip all of that completely. Why should your good paying, well behaved tenants leave? With this, with the certification, it's the abuser that gets evicted. You're the one that's got to go, not the rest of my building. That way you mitigate liability, you maintain property reputation, your vacancy rates will drop, and your tenants feel safe. It's a win-win.
It's
a win-win all around. Mm-hmm.
Sabrina, are the insurance companies reducing property managers and properties and landlords' rents because of this program? Have you grown that big yet, or is that still coming?
I'm working on it. I have been speaking to insurance representatives because I want this, what we're looking to do is to make this two major financial incentives for a landlord to become Oso Safe certified. Number one, that their insurance rates will go down because they're adding this element of safety for making their properties home violence conscious, actually making their tenants feel safe in the realm of nonviolence, of being preventative in domestic violence, home violence. And then the second thing is that the property is worth more because the technology is installed. You have the structure that is holding this technology, and then your people in there are being educated. So one is reinforcing the other. Well, your property should be worth more then because it's Oso Safe certified. And I'm a real estate agent, so I am speaking to people, and I'm hoping maybe with your radio interview that, you know, the more reach I have, the more of the right people can come to speak to me about it. But that's the goal, is to get it where landlords get a huge financial benefit. And the third benefit would be not only that their property is worth more, that their insurance rates will go down, but that the tenants will flock to you as a landlord to say, look, wow, I would rather live in a property that's Oso Safe certified versus one that isn't. There's the logo. I have the logo right outside of the property. I know what that logo means, that it's home violence conscious, that people are educated, and it's not a secret anymore. I'm not responsible for my own safety as a tenant. Wow. Wow. And the landlord should be financially rewarded. So we are speaking to the right people in the industry to make that happen. These are very good questions, Rusty.
Sorry, I'm a really fun-loving person, but I have challenging questions. I know. So my next question, and this is really important because I'm a full-time single mom, and I don't have huge bucks, right? Most single moms don't. And technically 84% of America. But nonetheless, that's a different show. If I stay here where I'm living now, which I absolutely love, we're in a great place, but say I took the Oso Safe certification here, and then next year, which is really bizarre because my daughter's turning 15 in like 2 weeks, she's going to college in August. Wow, right? But maybe we'll move closer to her college, which is like a half an hour away. Would that Oso Safe certification be applicable to that new place that I live may move to a half an hour away to be closer to her college.
Yes, yes. In fact, I have that as a provision or as a statement in the policy that this will carry over to your next residence or to, and that could be like a, do you mean like a dorm or another place of residence near where your daughter is going to be at college?
It would
college,
probably be just another place
university.
Of residence. Yeah. 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 Yep.
Yes. Yes. I have that provision right in the policy. The landlord is the one that purchases the certification because it's the landlord that will, and it's paid for by unit. So it doesn't matter how many people live per unit because it's the landlord that will reap the benefits of the finances. So it's not on the tenant, it's on the landlord. But maybe that could be another feature though too, where maybe the tenant, when they pick up residency at their next place of residence, that the cost will be split. But right now I have it where the landlord is the one that pays for it. And I have, as far as the price, depends on how many units and how many, you know, like right now I'm working on the tri-state area, but I'm definitely intending for this to go national by far. So I hope I answered your question, but yes, I have that already in the policy. Hello? Hello? Oh, no. I can't hear you. I don't know if you could hear me. Did we go on a break? Hello?
That was my ear. I apologize. Did you hear my question?
No. I the last thing I heard was we were talking about your daughter going to college. Will the OSO Safe certification carry over? And I said yes, that I have that provision in the policy. That was the last I heard.
And my big fat ear. I actually have really tiny ears, but I'm waiting on my headset. I bought a new headset. It's coming. So we don't have this problem. But no, it was really the viability of being a tenant. You have this training. You can look at your new landlord and be like, hey, I'm viable. I have this training. I have this education. I have this certification. I would think that would be really delightful for our landlord to be like, oh, God, thank you. One last problem.
Yes, yes. Right. Yes. Yes. Right now, as I said, I don't know if you heard that I have the certification where it's paid for by the landlord because the landlord is going to reap the benefits insurance wise, property value wise, and that the tenants will flock to him or her or them for that matter. If the owners are like an LLC, for example, they would rather live in a place that's OSO Safe certified versus one that isn't. But I can, that's a possibility too, where it, yes, you have the certification and it'll carry over into your next residence. And that gives you more clout as a tenant, right? That's what you're saying. Like it gives you more
exactly.
of a,
exactly.
you're held to a higher regard, a higher standard. Yes.
I think, yeah, that's really exciting, actually. I get goosebumps just thinking about the possibilities in regards to the program. So, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you all lost you again. I was having a heart attack.
Oh, I hope
so.
Yeah, me too.
Jesus Christ. All right. So, in lieu of the fact that you have this program and it's really I'm excited for you. But for the landlords that are listening to the show, is it reasonable? Can I incorporate this into my deposit? Can I, you know, is it affordable or is it something that's going to cost me a whole unit?
No. The way I have modeled this is $125 per unit. So regardless of however many people are in the unit, so it goes by per unit, and I've been shopping this around, just asking, you know, what is your opinion on that? And I haven't had any reservation to that price, that it's $125 per unit. And then
that's amazing.
That's
a lot less than I would have thought. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is new. I cannot charge, you know, an exorbitant amount of money because I want this to be adopted. I want this to be implemented as much as possible. So I can't charge an exorbitant amount of money. So I want to make this worthwhile for everybody involved, you know, and so I tried to make it very fair and very accessible, if you will.
No, that's amazing. I expected it to be like five times that amount per unit. And it's just, that's, to me, I would think that that is a huge security blanket and extra assurance, especially if you have multiple units. Like my current landlords, I think they have 25 units, 30 units, something like that, in six different towns. so they can't be in every place all the time, you know what I mean? And they like to travel, and that's why they do what they do. So this, I would think, would give them a really good, I can travel, and there's not going to be too much drama llama. Like, there might be, you know, plumbing and windows, and down here in Florida, we get those hurricane things that sometimes might flood. Who knows? But in reality,
as a landlord,
any properties, it would be like, thank you, Jesus, God, I don't have to deal with that. You know, that's huge.
Right. And I, the way I organize this, I'm trying to get people out of the mentality, oh, this is a charity, this is a nonprofit, we'll hold out a bucket waiting for donations. We have to stop it with that. It will never get resolved. Whereas the OsoSafe certification, how I designed the business model over time, I think this will really catch on. And the likelihood of violence in any capacity, whether it be verbal, physical, sexual, or any combination of those, will happen a lot less. And I know how much it's impacted my life, violence. Multiply that times so many people around the globe.
Girl,
you
preach,
and
preach.
Right.
Ugh, preach.
Right. So we need to have resolutions. We need to have real solutions. And as I have said for a number of years now, victims do not need pity. They do not need handouts.
Nope.
What they need are solutions. They need resolution. And I believe OsoSafe is it. I believe it's it. I don't know of anyone else that's doing it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you? No, that's okay. You get excited. You get so excited. I hate jumping in, but I have to.
It's okay.
Do you think that this would be really good for, say, juvenile detention centers, foster homes, prisons, not even prisons, like halfway houses, homeless shelters, to really kind of reduce that possibility? Because I know that those particular institutions, because I've been in them, have a higher frequency of, you know, perpetrators, you know, ex-boyfriends, drug dealers, angry teenagers who are really pissed off and they want to beat up the other kid who gave him googly eye. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you think that would be a good fit?
Yes. That's the other positive, is that this has multiple applications. I have been shopping this around to even agencies that hire home health aides or nannies or pet sitters.
And
it goes along with what you're saying, you know, because as you know, there's horror stories of nannies with babies and or with, you know, young children that turn out to be
nightmares. Girl, that would light
me
up. I'm telling you. It would light me up if anybody touched my kid. Light me up.
Right.
I would be in prison in an instant.
Right. So the app can be used in this regard, along with the certification. It would have multiple applications for sure. And the certification is combining both the education and the technology. Schools, universities, the school shootings, all of that comes from home violence, the root of it, you know. So it has multiple applications for sure.
So is it? So do you have to carry your phone around all the time, or is it like a little Wi-Fi camera that you have hidden somewhere? Or how does this actually work? Because I don't want, coming from domestic violence, coming from trauma, coming from a healing place, I don't want to constantly remind myself to be on vigilance, which you know what that means, because when your dad came home, everybody's stressed out. I don't want that life anymore. So how does this app work in kind of a non-invasive way?
Right. No, well, the alerts will only come when there's violence. So it's not like you're going to be alerted every second and that you have to check your phone. You could put your phone away. You can, you know, everybody has their phone on them or in the vicinity, wherever they are. So you get an alert, and it's when violence happens. So, like I said, I think this will really catch on because people will be educated and it'll act as a deterrent, because that way, okay, you take an abuser, you have an abuser in unit 2, you have 10 units, unit 2 and unit 8. They know they're on the watch. They know that they are on the watch. So, and they know that there's going to be consequences. So I'm not saying that they're not going to ever abuse their whoever they are living with, but this acts as a deterrent, and eventually, as this gets promoted and it carries on from one property to the next, there won't be a need for it anymore. Of course, that will take time, but you don't have to be looking at your phone. It's not like it's constant monitoring. You only get the alerts when violence occurs. So, and the video captures that. So you won't have to be looking on the phone, oh, okay, that's just the baby crying, or, oh, that's just the, they're playing ball, and, why did I waste my time? No, it's just for violence. So that's when you get the alert. Granted, now if you have a very abusive... I'm sorry, go ahead. Sure.
Hold on. We have less than 2 minutes, girlfriend. 2 minutes.
Okay.
So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to tell us where we can find more information about you, because I think what you have done, and the passion that you very clearly have, and it's so powerful that I want people to be able to find you. So where do they find more information about you and how to reach you?
Yes, thank you. My website is ososafe.com. That's O-S-S-O, and then the word safe, S-A-F-E.com. My phone number is on there. My email is Sabrina, S-A-B-R-I-N-A, @ososafe.com. And there is a booking page on there that people can ask questions. They can book us for anything, for any speaking engagements, seminars, workshops, the certification, asking questions. I would say that the website would be the best way to reach me.
Perfect.
And I'm also
on
Facebook,
you.
LinkedIn, and Twitter. I am on all the social media.
We have only a few seconds left, and I'm going to give you the hardest question you probably ever had in your life. If you were to close your eyes and look at the little girl who watched her mom being beaten and watched yourself going through that pain, and you knew that somebody around the corner had something like this because you were that somebody around the corner in the adult physical being, how proud of yourself are you?
Tough question. Good, because I'm proud
Thank
of you.
Thank you for asking
girl.
That.
You grew up and you became strong, and you're fighting the monster, even though the monster really isn't bothering you anymore, because you have the power now, don't you?
Thank you, Rusty. Thank you for putting it that way. Thank you.
You're
yes.
welcome. All right. Much love, Sabrina. I'm so glad you came back tonight, and I love you, and send me your information so I can put it on my website, and I will definitely push this, because I'm a true believer. Yes, girl. Trust me, girl. You are listening
Thank
to Living
you.
And Thriving with Rusty. We have 8 seconds left. I love you. You're beautiful. You can be safe. You can be loved. You can look at your little girl and become the beautiful woman or man
that you are and do beautiful things to help other people and make things right. Yeah, we can do that. We've got the power. We've had the power all along. We just have to sprinkle a little courage and bravery in that. Oh, God, I feel good. I love
Thank
what
you.
I do. I just love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Amazing people doing amazing things, and they don't have to be A celebrities. They don't have to be glittery and sparkly in that way. They are really good people with a really great story, and they want to make your life easier. So live and thrive. Be kind to yourself. Dance naked. Scream at the top of your lungs some really amazing music. Eat 2 cookies. Don't eat 4. And love yourself. Be kind.